Absolutely. If I didn't, there'd be a huge problem because we'd be taking steps backwards. So felt good. Day by day, you know, we start running the same plays, you know, for the second and third time, and you know, it's all starting to make sense. So we've made a lot of strides.
How different is this offense from what last year? Is it like starting school all over again?
Yeah. I mean, imagine going to Spanish class 1 hour and then turn around going to Russian and trying to put it all in perspective. You know, it's and you're taught the same thing, but it's still football. At the end of the day, you're still throwing a lot of the same routes and all that. It's just different verbiage. They're both good systems. I think this one fits who we have, you know, really, really well. And, you know, it's just, like I said, there's nothing that's the same, I guess, to answer your question. Nothing's the same from last year to this year.
Are you where you wanted to be when the program started April 1st?
I'm right where I wanted to be. I think there's obviously some days or some throws or some things that I need to work on that, you know, I maybe didn't hit when I was out here. But, you know, overall, I think my progress was pretty good. I think, you know, how many we had? We had 10, so we had 16 practices. And I think each practice got better for myself, and not only, you know, for me, but the offense, the flow, how fast we were playing. You know, they bumped the play clock down. We were still operating really, really fast. I'm pleased with it. Am I satisfied? Absolutely not.
The guys around you look like they've gotten so much better than at this time last year.
Yeah, they're playing fast. You know, the guys outside, tight ends included, backs, everybody are really, really playing fast. They're running routes full speed. And it's tough. I mean, it's tougher on those safeties and corners that are trying to cover them because, you know, when you're playing fast and you know where you're going, you know, and they don't, it's to our advantage. I'm pleased with their play. They've played well all camp.
What will you do now? Will you take a little time off? Will you put this away for a little bit? And then
I know I'm going to take at least a weekend off. You know, I'm going to get home, spend some time with the wife. She's been in Oklahoma for a couple of weeks. I'm going to spend some time with her. Got a wedding to go to. Obviously, my great grandmother passed away, so I'll spend some time with some family there, and then, you know, and then get back on the books. I'm starting, you know, playing on Monday. You know, getting back in. We have an iPad, so I'll spend at least an hour or two every day, you know, staying in the book.
How's the when you put the footwork into action and you put the tweaking of the mechanics? How's it all coming out here on the field?
I think it's coming well. I think, you know, I think it all results in good timing, and if you throw the ball on time, you know, your success rate's a lot higher. And I think, you know, those things have kind of helped me get myself in position. You know, Norv's still harping on feet and getting the ball out quick and getting the ball in your hand, which is, this is the way this offense works. So, you know, I'm going to work on it for this next 5 weeks and then, you know, come back at the end of July, you know, hopefully not miss a beat.
Chud said that you're getting rid of the ball quicker. What do you do to do that?
Speed up your feet. That's really it. You got to do it and understand where you're going with the football. And if you don't know where you're going with football, you're going to get caught with the ball and you're going to get hit a lot. And that's not really our recipe right now.
Do you have a feel for how this team's going to look in August and September and how good it might be next season?
I think we got a chance to be really good. You know, I think, and I'm speaking about the whole team, I think, you know, our defense is really adapting to what, you know, Ray's brought in. And I think guys are flying around on that side of the ball just like we are on our side. So I think we have the potential to be really, really good. You know, and now it's going out, continuing to get better, coming back, and not really miss a beat, like I was saying. You know, and there's other really good teams in this league, so we're going to have to go out and prove that, you know, we can do it on a consistent basis and go from there.
The fact that you have been, you know, the clear-cut working with the ones, Jason clear-cut with the twos, Brian with the threes, is this going exactly how you hoped it would and how you want to keep it going?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want that to change or else that'd be tough. So, I'm still competing, every day and compete with myself. So, you know, I'm worried about me.
Brandon, last year you talked about how your completion percentage, you were disgusted with, it's the worst ever in your career. What's an acceptable number now that you know this offense this year?
Well, I mean,
talked about it?
I wouldn't say percentage. I mean, completions are big, and no matter what system you play in. But I think, you know, if you're around that 70% mark in this league, I mean, you're completing a lot of balls. You know, obviously, I'm not going to put an exact number on it, but I think, you know, if you can complete in this league with as good as defenses are, if you can complete 7 out of 10, you're doing some really good things.
Is that the goal?
That'd be my goal. Yeah, if I walked out of next year and you know, January, February next year, and I was a 70% passer, you know, That would be a goal. I mean, winning games is obviously more important, but that, you know, an individual goal.
But I mean,
why not?
This offense, is that realistic?
I don't know. You have to look what Phillip's done and all these guys. I couldn't tell you. I'm not a numbers junkie.
You have a lot
couple
of
more questions.
You have a lot of big targets. You know, when you look out there, I mean, you can play some tall ball. It looks mm-hmm. like. How do you
that's nice.
That?
You know, it's nice, especially in traffic, you know, over the middle of the field. It gets tight in there, so you need guys that are bigger body guys. You can throw it on their body versus, you know, letting them run through it. You know, our tight ends are playing extremely well, and they're all, you know, very capable of making big-time plays. Then you got Josh and Greg on the outside, which are guys that are, you know, big, huge targets. I mean, you know, Travis, maybe not as big, but he can fly, you know. You know, I'm not going to say I like one over the other, but, you know, certain routes, it's nice to have a guy like Josh's size or Jordan Cameron or somebody like that. It's, you know, use it to your advantage.
You had those guys last year, Devon Best, and what has he done to complete that group?
Well, he brings consistency. You know, I think, you know, he doesn't make many mistakes. You know, if he's reading routes or if he's doing certain things, he doesn't make many mistakes. He's a very solid player. He's a pro, like I tell you guys all the time. The guy, he knows how to prepare. You know, he is the ultimate pro, and I think that's starting to rub off on everybody in the locker room, not just receivers, but, you know, he goes about his business the right way, and I commend him for it.
It looks like you and Josh Gordon are really kind of on the same page and connecting very well.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that has the ability to be a top three receiver in this league. You know, he's got big play capabilities. You know, he's a good target though. He's a good, you know, he can run by guys. He can do so many different things. He's got a ton of ability. You know, he's a guy. I'm glad he's on our side.
How much have you seen Benjamin improving his route
running? Travis, and I, you know, don't quote me on verbatim, but I would say Travis had at least as many catches, if not more, than anybody in camp. You know, his route running is phenomenal. It's probably because he's so fast. You know, guys have to honor him running by them. And so he's able to get in and out of breaks so well. You know, doesn't matter if it's in breaking routes or out breaking routes. He's really found a knack of you know, getting separation and giving you a chance to complete some balls. He's had a lot of catches this camp, and you know, he's stuck out. I mean, he's caught a lot of balls.
Brandon, you said you'd approach this offseason, you know, feeling like, hey, this is my team. I'm the guy. After OTAs, mini camps wrapping up. Is it past the point of approaching it that way? I mean, do you really feel
Yeah,
like
I mean, my
like
approach hasn't changed. You know, my approach hasn't changed. You know, I'm in the huddle with the same guys all the time. So, you know, the communication level there is good. And, you know, I really haven't changed the way I've approached it from day one. And we're on day 16 now, and it hasn't changed.
All right, thanks, Brad.